had this Apple computer, green, that
yes,
it was green color.
Yes.
Very unusual to that muscle. Now they don't, they don't do it, a very old Mac. It was like plastic toy, like some child toy, green computer, this plastic. And his charger, same thing, like what we had with you the other day.
Yes.
His charger got broken.
Yeah.
So I remember he asked me to help him to fix the charger. So I was like, I remember that was like the first Mac I ever touched.
Yes.
So, and that charger, I took it to Jyoti. Jyoti cut, we cut the whole charger, we opened it, so we were fixing like his charger.
Nice.
The computer. And he was he was telling me, I need this charger because I'm working with his Gurudev book.
Yes.
So,
and do you understand? He'd rather have that than he had enough money to buy a new Mac if he wanted, but he wouldn't do that. He wanted, because he would say he wanted the world, wanted the money to be spent on the book, producing it, or another kind of service. He would always live very simply but humbly, because he inherited a lot of money from family members, and he gave it all to the mission, all of it. Even when he could have been a millionaire, you know, easily. He inherited so much money, and he gave so much money to them, to Gurudev, so many places. Yet for himself, he lived as a simple brahmachari. And as a preacher, he didn't think he was a great preacher, but I think he was myself, because he preached by example of his conduct as a devotee. In this way he preached. He was an example to everybody. And he understood. He may not have been able to articulate it in a class so easily, but in that book he showed what was in his heart.
Yes.
How he'd... And Gurudev said that, so... Great devotee. Wonderful devotee.
It's interesting that you said that you first came to India, he was the first person who met you.
Yes.
And
that was my great good fortune.
A little bit similar with me also. The first festival I went to in Russia, I went with Siddhanta Maharaj. I remember after, how did that happen? Maybe, that first festival I went, it was in Siberia. We went for that Mana rafting festival. They had a lot of one particular day when the whole city, they go to the river there and they do rafting, making boats, making hundreds of boats. It's like some Siberian festival everybody's enjoying. And Siddhanta Maharaj went there with us and him.
The Harinam Sankirtan raft, famous.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And I was, at that time I came, and I was the only one who, not the only one, but somehow I was like translating, I was like his translator.
Yes.
So I had a lot of association with him. That was like my first interaction, close interaction with the devotee.
Yes.
And first time I was translating, like professionally, kind of like being there. Translator for the preacher, etc.
Yes.
So, we had a lot of stories, and that was Siberia also, like
wild
Russia, like Wild West.
Yes.
And that is in Wild Russia. So Siddhanta Maharaj was also experiencing. And I remember he told me, they are so drunk, they cannot move their eyeballs. Because when the Russians were drunk, they cannot look like this, they had to move the whole body, because they just can't move all the eyes. They have to move the whole body. And then they say here, so everybody was drinking too much.
Yes.
So
it's the same the world over.
Yes. And he was somehow managing with all these like drunk crowds.
Yes.
Everybody loved him.
Yeah. That's the mercy of Nityananda. You see, coming through him, he could mix with anybody.
And he was enjoying. He was actually enjoying. He was like, he said so many things. I was surprised. He was always telling us that we were like apologizing, sorry, they're like so drunk. He said, no problem. also like before I met devotees, I was always like surfing. I was a surfer, so he was always
surfing, like surfing.
He was surfing a lot, and he was always telling, "No, maybe next life also I can become surfer and I'll be surfer." But this life is like already sold. This life, but next life maybe again I will be born as surfer.
He's not coming back here.
Yes, he was not. That's what I like. He was not like pretending, he was not like expecting he will go to and become a carpet boy. He was next life maybe again I have to be surfer. This life, whatever I can do, I have to do.
Yeah.
So that was very nice. And I remember somebody told us that, oh, Gurudev said that if you take the dust from the feet of Siddhartha Maharaj, you take you get guru bhakti.
Yes.
So when we were on the train, we were moving from Krasnoyarsk to, I think, maybe from Novosibirsk to Krasnoyarsk, anyway, some small cities in Tomsk, in Siberia. And he was sleeping, and it was like a train, so the bed and the train like this. So his legs were straight. So I was thinking, oh, very good. And he had like a second bed, so that everybody who is going
got the dust of his lotus feet.
And then we all were coming and touching his feet, trying to get the dust.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of things. And my brother was there. My brother looks very similar with me. But that back then he was, now I think he speaks a little English. Back then he not speak any English. I could speak, but he couldn't. And then, but we look similar. So sometimes I would come and translate, and he was like, "Oh, very good, you translated." Like he was use me as translator.
Yeah.
Then after some couple hours, something like the group change, and then he wants to say something, and I'm not there, and he's calling my brother. My brother kind of misses, and he tells him something like, "Translate." Because he don't speak English, and he would be puzzled. What happened? Just now you've been translating. Now you don't know any English. So he would try that my brother will translate, but my brother couldn't. Then after a couple hours, he wants to say something. Now I'm coming. Yes, Mark. Yes, I can translate. And he would look at me like, "Why are you like trying to translate? We just tried. You couldn't translate anything."
Because your brother and him so similar.
Yes. So he just couldn't understand like, why this same guy always wants to translate if he doesn't speak any English. No, he doesn't speak any English. I actually speak English. So there's many things there happen.
Yes. Gurudev sent Siddhartha Maharaj to Russia to help spread Krishna consciousness, because he could see it was a preaching field, and they would take the Harinam Sankirtan, and he helped Avadhut Maharaj in his preaching, and that had a huge effect on spreading Krishna consciousness in Russia.
He went to so many places in Russia.
Mm.
There was that one particular time when Avadhut Maharaj was sending preachers like everywhere. They would go town to town.
Mm.
I think maybe nobody went so many places. Vaishnava Maharaj.
Yes, also.
Gurudev people.
Yeah, Shudashrava was also. Yes. Yeah. It's good to remember these first devotees, because it's inspiring. They inspire us to do something. We can do. I actually believe that he was actually inspired, by from above, not just by Gurudev. Has to be. this level of commitment and dedication. It was extraordinary.
Yeah, he likes to sit in public lectures. Sometimes he likes to sit in somewhere in the crowd of people. He just went. And I was sitting just close to him. I did not ask him. Then suddenly, middle of the crowd of people, some gentle people, in the lecture, some maybe Ram Maharaj was delivering lecture, and so Maharaj just with some different people. It was very, very simple. It was very, very simple. My friend from ISKCON was surprised. He said, this sannyasi sharing us with prasadam.
Yeah.
It's so humble, so warm.
So just us three speaking, the devotees, you have memories?
Давай, правда, расскажи что-нибудь.